Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Black Monk and Other Stories by Anton Chekhov, narrated by George Guidel. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Anton Pavlovich Chekhov was born in Taganrog in southern Russia in 1860. He studied medicine at the University of Moscow and got his degree in 1884, but practiced very little. As a young man, he wrote hundreds of enormously popular comic sketches for the humorous newspapers. His success gave him the opportunity to devote his time to writing. By the late 1880s, his style had matured, and he began to produce the short stories and plays which are to this day considered among the most distinguished examples of the form, vividly portraying the realities and frustrations of Russian life. The stories in this collection are among his most famous and were originally published from 1894 through 1899. And now, the first story, The Black Monk.
Chapter 1. Nerves. Andrei Vasilich Kovrin, Master of Arts, was overworked and nervous. He was not being treated, but one day while sitting with a doctor at Wine, he happened casually to speak about his health. The physician advised him to pass the spring and summer in the country. Opportunely, he received then a long letter from Tanya Persotsky inviting him to visit Borisovka. He decided that he really required a change. It was April. He went to his family estate of Kovrinka for 3 weeks. Then, the roads being clear, he started on wheels to see his former guardian and tutor, Persotsky, the great horticulturist. From Kovrinka to Borisovka, where the Persotskys lived, it was only 70 versts, and it was a pleasure to take the drive. Igor Semyonich Persotsky's house was huge, with columns and lions, but the plaster was cracking. The old park, severe and gloomy, laid out in the English style, extended for nearly a verst from the house to the river, and finished in abruptly precipitous clayey banks on which there grew old pines with bare roots that looked like shaggy paws. Down below the water glittered unsociably, and snipe flitted along its surface with plaintive...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?